This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zecha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. The pasuk in Parashas Nitzavim says that perhaps while you were in Mitzrayim, or while you passed through other countries, perhaps you or your family or your whole shevet will have thoughts of worshiping Avodah Zarah, like you have seen the other nations do. V'hoya b'shomay is dibrei ha'olah azois, and it will be when you hear the curses that will befall upon you. V'zborach bilvavei lemar shalom yeli, you will bless in your heart saying, peace will be to me, nothing will happen to me. Ki b'shrius libi eilech, I can go as my heart sees fit. Then Hashem says, l'man savois harovetz atzmeya, Hashem will punish you, not only for the averus you did b'mezid, but also for the averus you did b'shoigeg. He will add, sefois, harovetz atzmeya, the shoigeg to the mezid. L'yoveh Hashem seloyach loy, Hashem will not want to forgive this person, ki oz yeshan af Hashem v'kinosei bo yeshahu, Hashem's anger will burn in this person, v'rovza boi kol ha'ola ha'kesuva ba'sefer hazeh, and all the curses written in this sefer will sit upon him. The Ksav Sefer asks, V'hoya b'shoma is dibur ha'ola hazois, v'zborech bilvovoi leimor shalom yeli. Why is it that when this person hears the words of the Klolis, he will think that he is immune, shalom yeli, nothing will happen to him? What's the rationale not to be afraid? And the Ksav Sefer explains that the answer lies in the words, v'zborech bilvovoi. The person says to himself, true, my ben odom lamokoim is lacking, but I'm a good guy, I have a good heart, I help the poor, I visit the sick. V'zborech bilvovoi. He says that bracha will come to him, bilvovoi, because of his good heart, because of his ben odom lachaveroi. And that, the posuk says, lo yoveh Hashem seloyach loy, Hashem will not forgive this person. One cannot rely solely on bilvovoi, his lev toiv, his ben odom lachaveroi, to save him. Another pshat given why this person thinks that he himself will be immune to punishment is brought in the Sefer Gan Rovet, where he asks another question. Why does the pasuk stress V'hoya b'shomoy es divrei ha'ola hazois v'zborach b'vavoy lemar shalom yeli? What is the pasuk stressing by saying that he hears the divrei ha'ola as opposed to just the ola? Says the Gan Rovet, Rashi in the beginning of the parasha says that in Parashis Kisavai we find 98 curses. But the terminology used by Rashi is not 98, but rather 100 minus 2. And the Mefarshim explain, because there are actually 100 curses in Parashis Kisavai, just that 98 are said explicitly, and 2 are vaguely said. The 2 vague curses are those in the pasuk, Gam kol choli v'kol mako asher loy kosuv b'sefer ha'Torah zois. Hashem will bring upon you punishments, choli and mako, that are not mentioned in the Torah. Those are the 2 vague curses. Chazal tell us that the pasuk is alluding to the punishment of Misas Tzadikim. The generation will be punished by the Tzadikim dying. Says the Gan Rovet, this person who worships Avodah Zarah thinks to himself that he himself will be okay because the Tzadikim will die and not him. V'hoya b'shomoy is divrei ha'olah hazois. When he hears the divrei ha'olah, what Chazal darshin the Ola to be, not the explicit curses, but rather, when he hears the Divrei Ha'ola, what Chazal say the vague curses mean, Misa Sadikin, Vizbaruch Bilvavei Lemar Sholem Yeli. He blesses in his heart saying, nothing will happen to me, the Sadikin will die. On that, the Pasuk says, Lo Yova Hashem Seloyach Loi, Hashem will not want to forgive him, V'rov Tzaboi Kol Ha'ola, and the curses will sit in him, not in the tzaddikim. Which Allah is referring to that will be V'rov Tzaboi, HaKesuva Ba'Sefer, the ones that are written explicitly, the ones that are written B'Seirish in the Torah. If he assumes that he will not be held accountable because he relies on the Divrei Ha'Allah, that the tzaddikim will die, Hashem will bring upon him the curses HaKesuva Ba'Sefer Azeh, not the ones that Chazal Darshan Misa Tzaddikim, the ones that are written explicitly in the Torah, and therefore he himself will be afflicted by these punishments. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says, HaNestoris LaShem Elokeinu, VaHaNigloyis Lanu Ulevaneinu ad oilom la'asois is called divrei hatarazois. Rashi explains the pasuk to mean that one might say, why is there such great punishments befalling Klal Yisrael because of the thoughts of an individual? The pasuk says, pen yesh bochem ish oy isha oy mishpacha oy shevet, an individual, asher levovoy foine hayoy mim Hashem Elokeinu, that his heart has gone astray. Are all these punishments happening because of the thoughts of an individual? How can one know what's in somebody's heart to stop him? On that, the pasuk says, hanistorois, that which is hidden, the thoughts of an individual. Lashem Elokeinu, Hashem will take care of that. That's not your problem. V'hanigloys, however, avera is done openly. Lanu ulvanenu, is incumbent upon us and our children to stop them. Because kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze, all Jews are responsible one for another. The Ksav Sofer says a different shot of the pasuk. The last words of the Haftarah of Parshas Kisavai is Be'ito Achishena. And the Gemara explains these words that it alludes to the two times that Mashiach can come. There is a set time, which Hashem already has designated for Mashiach to come. That is Be'ito, in its time. And then there is another time, and that time is earlier than the set time, which Klal Yisrael through Torah and Masim Tovim can speed up to that time. And that is the time of Achishena. I will rush it. I will bring Mashiach before the time of Be'ita, through Klal Yisrael's chusim. Says the Ksav Sofer, that this is what the pasuk is telling us. Hanistorois Lashem Elokeinu. There is a hidden time for Mashiach to come. That is the Nistorois. Lashem Elokeinu. Only Hashem knows that time. However, Vahaniglois. There is a time that is Nigla, revealed. And that is Lonu Ulevanenu Ad Olam. It is in our hands to bring that time. How? La'asois is called Divrei HaTorah. By keeping the Torah and doing the mitzvahs, we can rush the time that is Nistarois, and it is in our hands to make it Nigla. HaNistarois LaShem Elokeinu. The time of Be'ito is Nistar. VeHaNiglois Lonu Ulevanenu Ad Olam. The time of Achishena is the Nigla time. It is in our hands. Lonu Ulevanenu. And we can make it happen through La'asois is called Divrei HaTorah. By keeping the Torah, we can speed up the time of Mashiach and bring the time that is referred to as Achishena.